We can start by getting as comfortable as we can, a nice comfortable sit. And if you feel like taking a couple deep breaths in, and then just letting go on the exhale, you can do that as well. And as you're settling in and getting ready for this meditation, the first thing I'd like you to do is think of a friend or family member, a loved one, who part of the relationship is strained or is stressful between you and this person. So put out this energy that you'd like to connect with this person who you love or care about at some level, but you also know there is some stress involved, some uneasiness, some imbalance, and allow that person to come into your thoughts or into your vision. And if that person's energy hasn't arrived, once you choose this person, call that energy in. Ask to see or experience or feel their energy. And how you may experience this could be very different than how someone else might experience this. Could be a visual, could be just a knowing, could be something else. And you can begin by examining the energy of this person, but then also begin to examine the energy between you and this person. Think of the qualities. How would you describe the energy that's existing between you and this person? So think of the qualities that you would use, the words you would use to describe this if you were asked. Ask to see who's giving and who's receiving. And just trust and take in any information that may be coming in. And not worrying or being concerned if it's vague or not specific. Look to see where the energy seems to attach to you most. Is it a nice big connection between your body and theirs, or is there a certain part of your body that seems to send out or receive energy to this person or from this person? Once you locate this, follow the energy to their body and see where it's connecting to them. Trusting, just doing the best you can. Perfection's not needed. Just intending to examine the energy between you and this person. And before we let go or release the strained aspect of this relationship, we're going to first develop a stronger, more special, more beautiful connection between you and this person. And what I'd like you to do first is visualize a figure eight cord wrapping around the energy in their lower torso and upper pelvic region, so the area just below their belly button, wrapping around that area of their body and then coming back and wrapping around that area within your body. The second chakra area, for those of you that are aware of the chakras. A nice, balanced figure eight flow of energy. Between their emotional center and yours. The area just below your belly button, but in the upper pelvic region. And do your best to see that just flowing. It could be a color. It could be just a knowing that it's happening. But it's balanced. It's peaceful. It's loving. Very good. We're now going to do the exact same thing around your heart center and theirs. So imagine or visualize or create a balanced figure eight flow of energy going around their center of their chest, where their heart energy exists, and then coming back and wrapping around the center of your chest, where your heart energy exists, the heart chakra. And let it flow. And notice any colors. Notice the other person's energy changing. Simply notice anything that's happening as this balanced bond is created. Trusting in the process, perfection not needed, doing the best you can to follow along and heal. And now that a more healed, beautiful and balanced energy bond has been created between you and this person, we now can release and break some of the energy that might have been unbalanced. So I want you to go back and begin to inspect the energy between you and this person. It might be the energy that you saw before that might have been unbalanced. You might have been giving or receiving more, or vice versa. Or you might actually now see a different cord or energy attachment between you and this person that seems dark, unbalanced, edgy, or other. And as you begin to notice these cords or these energy attachments that seem unbalanced between you and this person, I want you to then call in two spiritual beings that you pray to or believe in. And I want you to see them with love, touching the ends of these cords or the center of this cord and allowing it to disintegrate with love. See green and pink energy flowing, as this was nobody's fault. This was a contract that was agreed upon between you and this person long ago to learn what needed to be learned. And it's now going to improve, become easier. As you see this darkness or this edginess being broken and released, give gratitude. Send your own love, peace, and thanks from your heart to these old bonds, these old attachments, these old cords. give gratitude to this person for helping you grow and evolve. And before continuing on to the second part of this meditation, I want you to quietly ask either the two beings that are here supporting this rebalancing, or maybe the energy of this person, ask what there is that still needs to be learned between you and this person. What choices can be made the next week of your life that could help support this continued healing or learning between you and this person? And just see what comes up, and don't be concerned if nothing comes up. And then taking a moment to slowly retract your attention away from this person, giving any last gratitude and thanks you feel is needed. And beginning to move your attention to someplace new. With these two beings with you, these two beings you called in earlier, still with you, following you into this other meditation, start by just finding a safe place to sit for a moment. See what comes into your visual, into your mind, or what you visualize when I guide you to find some place safe or relaxing to just take a break at. Sometimes, even at this deeper spiritual level, we have to take a moment to just breathe after a healing. Sometimes it's in the breaks where most of the information comes in, or the guidance comes in. Good. When you're ready, within this meditation, of course, allow yourself to get up from this place you're taking a break at and ask these two beings who are with you to walk you to the Hall of Records. To walk you to your Hall of Records. And when you arrive at this place, just take note of what your Hall of Records looks like to you. trusting in your visualization or trusting in the knowing that you're here and just going with the flow. And then go ahead and enter into your Hall of Records and ask these two beings to take you to your book. And when you feel, see, or experience that you are getting close to your book, I want you to really, really bow down. I want you to really honor this book in this place that represents you and all of your experiences. If you feel comfortable getting down onto your knees and bowing down, or maybe palms at heart center and just tucking your chin as you show respect and honor for all of your experiences that are being held within this book, and for the ability you have to go here and make a difference. If your shoes are on within this meditation, take them off and set them back outside of this room or away from your book. And when you feel ready, you feel prepared with the guidance of these two beings, I want you to ask that your book be open to a page that carries a past memory or experience that is currently causing you stress in your life now. And once you allow your book to open, ask to see, like a movie or a TV show, this experience or memory being played out in front of you. There might be something to learn. And when you feel like you've seen enough, I want you to step back from this memory, pause it if you'd like. Step back so you can see the book once again, where this memory or experience is being held. And allow the two beings now to step in and pour on the most beautiful, loving, healing, white, gold, or some other colored energy onto this page, completely releasing and erasing the karma related to this page, and instantly allowing you to be healed in the present moment from any stress or karma that is coming from this experience being held on this page. Trusting in your experience, whatever happens is happening. And now, what I'd like you to do is ask one or both of these beings that are supporting this meditation if it's okay that you do another round, another clearing on another page. I want you to truly trust in what you're guided to do. If the answer is no, I want you to just meditate within this visualization, within this meditation. See yourself meditating within this room near your book and trust that they're right. If the answer is yes, I want you to, once again, ask that the book be open to a page that carries a past experience from this lifetime or another one that is currently affecting you today in a negative way, or in an overly challenging way, in a way that you're done with, and that you're ready to move on from. For those of you that are in this room meditating, who are guided not to go on to another page, I want you to actually visualize yourself sending out energy from your own heart to the people in the room who are still working on this new memory or experience and support their healing. Just intend or just visualize a beautiful heart-loving energy going into the hearts or experiences of the people in the room that you feel guided to. Trusting in your experience. Whatever will be. Perfection not needed to be healed. For those of you that have moved on to a new experience, you can now pause that, step back, and allow this page to be healed in the same way we erased and healed the other page. A nice, beautiful healing light from these two beings. And now we'll all leave our own hall of records together. You can begin at your own pace in a very, very respectful way. Begin to back out of your room. Back out of these Akashic records, bowing, honoring, and in gratitude. And once again, moving yourself back to that relaxation spot that you were in before with these two beings. Could be clear, could be vague, could be a knowing, could be a sensation, trusting in whatever's happening as you take another break with these two beings at this relaxation spot. And before we say goodbye, I want you to ask them for any supportive advice that you can take with you to the finish of your week and into next week. And be open. and let go. And allow whatever information to come in, even if it doesn't make sense at the moment. Or seems like something that you're not prepared to do. Just allow any information to come in any form. And if you feel like you need clarity, ask for it. Take note of any information you've received. And when you feel guided to, give a nice heartfelt thank you and goodbye for the support in both of these meditations tonight from these two beings. And when you feel they've moved on, I want you to lay down or just sit as comfortably as you can with your eyes closed and relax.